Welcome back to an episode of the Dark Room Podcast.
It's Dark Room, you sexy motherfuckers!
With Ryan slash Turtle and Kyle
slash Steve,
the Norwalk. See unicorns forever.
Everything is real, don't believe the foo-foo-foo.
You're the one who denies everything.
I know.
Literally everything we talk about.
I told Jared, too, one of the reasons I didn't want to do Bermuda Triangle today is because the more I read more, I was like, this is bullshit.
Every time I read anything, I'm just like...
God, it's like facts and reality are just an issue for me.
It's like, for you, supernatural and paranormal things are like what movies are for me, where... The more you watch it and pay attention, the less you think it's good.
Probably true, yeah, almost certainly.
Like, I hate every single movie and everybody hates it because I can't help but critique the actual quality of everything about it. And also, why does everybody leave their windows open? And why, when you walk into your home, do you leave your door open? That's how the burglar
got
in.
Why do people walk through pitch black houses? All the time.
I mean, I can't say I haven't done that one, but I have closed my door every single time. I've walked into my house.
You've walked into your house and be like, I hope someone kills me today, and just like walk through with your eyes closed with knives hanging from the ceiling.
That's true. I have cleared my house with a gun before, though. I've been like, I think a burglar's here. Let me go and make sure there's not.
It's coming right for us.
Reality, my wife just left and left the door open.
Oh, man. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts.
And also black-eyed children?
Children with black eyes.
So I never heard of them.
You've never heard of black-eyed children?
No, but I'm going to start with ghosts.
Okay, let's start with ghosts.
All right, so here's where we're going
to
go.
Ghosts used to be people that were alive.
Correct.
And now they're not alive.
Correct.
But they're still here. That's what a ghost is. Just giving some backstory on what ghosts are.
You're right. So there are two primary types of ghosts. Type one are called repeaters. I'm dead serious.
No, I know. I was just really confused if this was like a setup against me.
Oh, no.
Like, you looked at me and I'm like, he wants me to say what types there are. I was going to be like, echoes, which is great because you did the same thing.
There's echoes, which are not actually sentient ghosts. They're just... It's like a film strip. It's just a recurring image on the background.
That's the most believable kind.
Well, yeah, and they're the most like, if someone dies in a rocky hallway, the rocks leave the imprint, and that's what most ghosts are like leftover after images of people that have like been around.
Yeah, it's like something that happened over and over.
Someone
and so the
falls
world is
down
just
the
replaying
stairs.
It.
Yeah, and they'll go on for decades to. Centuries, depending on
it's
how.
It's usually not stuff like that. It's usually just like stuff that would have happened, like a lot. Like you're like seeing a glimpse into the past. Like
so there's
soldiers
lots of...
walking around a building. And my favorite ones with those is there's like I think there's one in like Gettysburg where there's like supposed to be like soldiers, but they built up the floor.
Yeah.
So the soldiers are in the ground because that's where it was and they did it.
It's basically anytime people are emotionally charged, it leaves that imprint. And depending on what's there, so like the reason it doesn't happen
houses. I don't know if I believe in like the emotional side, but like the world is like a magnet.
Well, so here's,
like magnet
here's the
strip
thing.
Recordings could be possible.
We know that like our minds affect reality to some extent.
No.
We've proven this in physics examples. Have you ever heard of there's a bunch of like have you heard of the double slotted experiment in physics?
No.
Okay. It's about observation of photons.
What's a photon?
Light particle. I could go into some serious detail on this.
Let's do this. Let's talk about space instead.
Okay, so Jared just gave us a disgusted
photons.
Look.
Photons.
So scientists took a slotted piece of metal. Okay. They blast light at it. They have observation equipment on the other side. While watching it, they see that the light blows through these slots and shows up on the observation equipment in the way you expect it to. With two slots. While testing, they were running a bunch of tests. Like often science does, they try to recreate the same example over and over. They noticed that some of these examples, some of these tests, specifically ones they weren't looking, they weren't observing, the slots weren't just slots, they were wave patterns. They call them their waves. So it's heavy where it's right in the center, then smaller and smaller and smaller. Like the particles are bouncing off each other. I can't remember what it's called right now. The dispersion lights. Pattern, dispersion pattern or whatever. So they realized that whether or not they were observing affected these particles and how they reacted. That's why white light acts as both a particle and a wave.
Whoa, so if you're not there paying attention, there's not shit in the woods?
If we're living in a you know, a thing, a simulation, then no, probably not.
Cool.
Unless they do, in which case, that's a whole other thing.
Reality is just like Minecraft.
Have you heard the simulation theory? Anyway, ghosts. Ghosts.
On that note, I was going to talk about glitches in the Matrix, but I changed my mind.
We can go into glitches
not
in
today.
The Matrix.
Yeah. I didn't do anything for that.
So the point is that a lot of ghosts, most ghost people encounter, are repeaters. They're echoes. They're leftovers from someone else from behind, usually some type of moment emotionally charged or area. It's better on like stone, the ground, things like that that hold energy, that leave, like Kyle was saying, everything's a magnet. Stones are magnets, things like that. Mm. It's all attracted to it. So it just kind of floats around there. And like that's why modern houses don't have them as much, because drywall and like boards are not very good at holding that kind of energy. But like old stone cottages and like cobblestone pathways are crazy good at them. The other ones are freeform apparitions.
The poltergeists.
No, poltergeists are a whole other thing.
Then there's three types of ghosts.
No, poltergeists aren't ghosts.
Two.
Poltergeists aren't ghosts.
Poltergeists are ghosts.
Poltergeists are not ghosts.
Poltergeists are ghosts that move things.
Poltergeists are not ghosts.
Poltergeists are ghosts.
Poltergeists, here's why poltergeists aren't ghosts.
What are poltergeists?
They're more like the ghost of a demon.
Nah, they're just ghosts.
They're not ghosts.
They're really angry ghosts.
I mean, they are angry, yes.
Because they're ghosts.
But that's not why they're angry.
Yes, they are.
I don't think
they're ghosts because they murdered their family and then they became a ghost and now they have to like
none of those things
all the time.
Nope, not correct. So any freeform apparitions are basically ghosts that are like the leftovers of a person's soul.
And they push you down the stairs because they're poltergeists.
Technically a ghost could push you down the stairs. They're really not generally strong enough to do that. And that's not a poltergeist.
Not having hands would make you very not strong.
A poltergeist isn't the remnants of a person. A poltergeist is the remnants of something or some happening, often like purely emotional.
Like a bear ghost.
Think like a repeater that's angry and has more sentience.
Not a repeater then. That defeats the definition.
That's why I'm trying to say they're not ghosts. That's why I don't count poltergeists as ghosts.
I think they're ghosts.
They're not made from people per se. Ghosts are like the leftovers. Even repeaters are barely ghosts. They're just energy reserves. Leftover and stone and shit.
Okay.
Like ghosts, like real solid ghosts.
Real
like
ass ghosts.
Your grandma floating around, that's a ghost. Not a poltergeist. And those freeform apparitions are like here, floating, doing their thing. Usually it's because they're looking after loved ones, things like that.
How does one contact a ghost?
Do you want a serious answer?
Yes.
Well, it helps if you have access to your third eye.
I misplaced mine.
Okay. Then you talk to a friend that has access to their third eye.
Okay.
And then you talk to them.
Okay. Where are the ghosts?
There's other things. They're all over.
Point to the ghost.
Right there. No, it's outside. You can't see it.
You just said they're all over.
They are all over. There's none down here.
Ask Chef Ghost why he made my glass explode the one time.
I don't know. He's not here right now.
No.
He's upstairs.
We'll call him.
I'm not calling him.
Ghost!
That's not how you call him.
Motherfucker.
You gotta believe it.
Jared, call for the ghost.
Yeah. Look, it's like fairies from Hook. You gotta really believe.
Ghost!
So here's the thing about ghosts, and more importantly, thing about demons.
Demons aren't real.
They are. Demons are fueled by you. So you feed them. If you don't feed them the fear or whatever they want, they can't do anything. That's why they don't bug people that aren't freaked out by them.
Demon, I'm scared of you.
You're not, though. You're lying, and it knows it. Kyle wants so badly.
I want a demon to like just do my bidding.
Do not ask for demons. They won't do your bidding. It'll just fuck around.
Then I just want it to hang out with me.
That's not how they work.
It'd be my friend.
It we'll would definitely adventures. Not be your friend.
Whatever, we'll go on adventures.
At least as far as I understand it, that's not the case at all.
It would be like a buddy cop thing. Like one's should, a crotchety old demon and then there's me making jokes.
I should clarify something. Everything I understand could be totally wrong because every time I think I learn something as a foolproof, this is the facts, it's never the facts.
So I could get a buddy demon.
I mean, theoretically, if in a universe where anything is possible, sure.
We are in a universe where anything is possible.
Yeah, so I'm saying, yes, sure.
Cool.
But I don't think it's likely. I think you're more likely to fuck around and find out.
Dude, I'm going to get me a demon. His name will be Wilson.
A demon named Wilson?
That's what I'm going to name him.
Oh, why are you going to name him Wilson?
I don't know. Cause
like the volleyball from Castaway?
No, it just sounded like cool to say a demon named Wilson.
Oh, I thought you were going for a Castaway reference. Nope, I don't know why.
I just pulled that out of my ass.
Oh, so you just want like an imaginary friend named Wilson like in Castaway?
Yeah. But a demon.
But
maybe
a demon.
Like... kill things for me.
That's not how they work either.
Usually. He'll like curse things for me.
He'll
provide people
you
bad luck
really,
for me.
You're the worst person for this kind of stuff because you have no idea and you have very skewed opinions of what stuff's going to do.
He'll give bad luck to people I don't like.
I mean, that's kind of pretty close to it, I guess.
Luck's not real, though.
Well, so then he's not going to do anything. You don't believe enough. Clap right. Your hands. You gotta believe.
All right, so where's the ghosts?
What do you mean, where are the ghosts?
I'm just gonna keep asking you where the ghosts are.
So
what kind
ghosts
of ghosts
tend
are
to attach to people, generally speaking.
How many ghosts do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
None.
How many ghosts does Jared have?
Two.
How many ghosts do I have?
One.
What's its name?
I'm not telling you anything.
Why can't I know my ghost's name?
Because A, that's not how this works. And B, because you're a shenanigan.
I just want to know its name.
You don't.
Is it Wilson?
It's not Wilson.
Did the ghost give me that?
You knew them.
I don't know anybody.
Who do you think it is?
Wilson.
It's not Wilson. You could call it Wilson if you want. It doesn't give a shit.
If it had a name, I feel like it would be upset if you gave it a new name. All right, so what are we talking about again? Ghosts.
I thought you were going to talk about black-eyed children.
You're done talking about ghosts? I did not learn anything about ghosts.
Okay.
I felt more like we just argued about what demons are.
We definitely argued more than we talked about ghosts.
Okay. Do spirit boards contact ghosts?
They can.
What's your opinion on them? Lots of people have bad opinions on them.
I think that they're for most of the part bullshit. But... I have known them to work, and generally speaking, if you have a group of people that are pouring power into anything, it's going to work. So if you have four or five people sitting around a fucking piece of paper with letters scribbled on it and a pencil that you're all holding to point to those letters, and you really believe that that's going to...
Are you talking about Charlie now?
What's Charlie?
You put a pencil on top of another pencil and like yes, no in four corners and...
I never heard of it.
You summon Charlie the demon, and then he answers questions for you? Oh, okay.
I doubt
you just described like that exact thing, like a pencil pointing to things.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I think that if you do anything with enough people that have enough willpower and belief, you'll get a result. So I think that the Ouija board and spirit boards, things like that, you know, with the right people or actual belief will probably show you some result.
Ironically... I've only ever used them a couple times when I was a kid, never believed in it, but mm-hmm. I was thinking about it recently, and I don't know if it's related or not, mm-hmm. but when I was, it kept telling one of the people in the group there that they were going to die,
mm-hmm.
and they died young,
yeah,
but not like soon after that.
Yeah.
It was like a couple of years, but that was interesting. I don't know if it's related or not.
So that depends on like what you're talking to, because like...
No, it did it every time. I don't know what we were talking to, but it did it every single time.
A lot of things that will like come to things like that are going to be like oracle spirits and things.
Ew.
So like the things that talk to like the ancient Greeks and things like that. Well, some of them are demons, I'm sure. Demons love to fuck around. They love to get in on people. They like to get them nervous and get energy from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Oracle spirits are less common than they used to be, but they still pop in and throw out prophecies. And very often, they love to just call out when people are going to die.
Nah, I just said you're going to die. Just repeated it.
Yeah.
Everybody dies, though. It's not really a prophecy.
Yeah, it's not super accurate, no. That's the issue with this kind of stuff.
You're
going to
die.
The other thing too is Oracle spirits and things like that are kind of wibbly wobbly on time.
I'm never gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Nah.
You're probably gonna die.
Nah, probably not.
I mean, if Jared has his way, you're almost certainly gonna die.
Nah.
If we've learned anything from the last couple episodes, it's that Jared is really the one that's gonna kill you.
He threatens it, but all he knows is I know how to choke him out. He'd have to go hard right away.
We also hope
he gets lucky.
If you've watched Rum Runners, you know he's not afraid of setting himself on fire and then tackling you as a burning effigy of destruction.
He's absolutely afraid of that. What are you talking about? Honestly, if I wanted to keep him away from me, all I would have to do is start a small fire and be like, just circle around it. Be like, come on. Come on. In fact, now I'm going to challenge Jared to a fight in a circle of fire. And that's how Jared will become a ghost.
He's going to die in a circle
that's
of fire.
That's
going to
be such a traumatic event for
Jared
him.
Jared can become your
demon. It won't
even
be my violent. He'll just die from the heart attack that being in a circle of fire will cause him.
I mean, that's probably accurate.
Then he'll be a ghost and I'll have my buddy demon.
He heart attacks out. He hangs around with you probably just to make your life a living hell.
I'm going to challenge him to a fight. He's going to be like, we're going to fight in this ring. And then as soon as he gets in, I'm going to like, just so you know, that ring's fire.
Jared, I'm so sorry I brought this upon you. Just know that when you're a ghost, I'll tell Kyle exactly all of the profanity you're spewing at him. He's on board with this.
Good. I want a friend to be my ghost.
He hates you.
No, my friend who hates me is still better than another ghost. I don't know, man. I don't know how ghosts work.
What world do you live in?
Can you catch ghosts in a Pokeball and just keep it as your friend?
I mean, if we're working on Pokemon world logic, then yes, because they had ghost Pokemon.
Ghost Pokemon.
Gengar, Haunter, Ghastly.
Now, if you have a ghost, can you make the ghost attack people?
You don't have ghosts. That's not how that works.
You just said I did, and you said Jared had two.
Ghosts that'll latch onto people.
Can you make them attach things?
No. Attack things? No. That's not how ghosts work.
So it's not like Frighteners.
Oh, God, no. Although that is a sweet movie that got underrated.
You can't, like, have your ghost, like, reach into someone's
chest
and stop their heart.
I loved The Judge with the fucking falling off jaw.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
It was a really good movie. That was a super underrated movie. It was Michael J. Fox. It was,
I just remember when I was a kid, it scared the shit out of me. And then I was older, and I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. What's his face? Gary Busey's son?
Gary Busey's son.
Yeah, Gary Busey's son. Something Busey, I'm assuming.
Evil Ghost Man. All right. So, are ghosts more like that, or are they more like Ghost from the movie Ghost?
It's actually, Ghost from the movie Ghost is probably more accurate than Ghost from Frighteners.
So they spend an entire day just trying to move a penny.
I mean, probably. Most ghosts don't have the power to do shit.
What's the point of being a ghost? It sounds horrible.
The point of ghosts are not there to do things. Ghosts are there to observe.
What are they observing? That sounds boring as fuck.
Most ghosts have unfinished business.
I'm going to be your ghost now, and I'm just going to be like, I'm going to whisper in your ear like regularly.
I'll be able to see you and make eye contact when I touch myself.
It's cool. I'll make eye contact with you, and then I'll touch my ghost self, and then I'll make it awkward.
Oh, man, that's not going to be awkward. That's going to be hot.
And then, and then I'm going to constantly whisper in your ear, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, my God.
Actually, no, yeah, that's my new goal. I'm going to wait till you're jerking it, and that's the only time. I'm only going to show up when you're doing that. I'm going to be like, you're doing it wrong.
Jesus.
And that's my now unfinished business because I need that to happen.
A weird rabbit hole this went down. About Kyle and his perverted ghost obsessions. Fun fact about perverted ghosts. Do you know that Ghostbusters, the movie, there's that whole scene where Ray gets the blowjob from a ghost in his dream?
That happens? Does that happen?
It's like, yeah, it's a scene in the movie.
I meant in real life.
No, stop.
I don't care about the movie. I get a ghost to do that?
No. So in that scene was actually part of a much longer scene. Where they were like clearing an old like Civil War fort, found the uniforms, dressed in the uniforms, went to bed, and the ghost blew him in real life in that scene. But they decided it was too long and it didn't have enough time in the movie. So they So their had to have it was, all right, we'll take out all the other preface to the scene, but I want that ghost blowy in the movie. And so
Wait, is there an alternative like scene somewhere that's recorded?
I'm sure there's like somewhere on the cutting room floor there's that scene of like the rest of that fort where they're hunting ghosts. But there, like Dan Aykroyd was like, hell or high water, there's a scene with me getting blown by a ghost in this movie.
He's a true believer.
He is a true believer. He started Crystal Skull Vodka.
That has nothing to do with believing in ghosts. That's but vodka. That's
part of, well, the Crystal Skull thing was all related to the Crystal Skull.
Those have been mythos. Proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, but he believes them.
But they've been proven to be a hoax.
See, now you understand how I feel when I bring up how stuff's bullshit on this show.
See, the problem is that I also think it, but the show is not a very good show if we just both
Maybe
go.
Maybe it's a bad show. Maybe that's what...
This is your fault.
This is your fault.
I thought I was going to talk about more people killing people.
Well, you can if you want to. I just don't got much to contribute to that.
Nah, we're talking about ghosts.
Facts are interesting in like a very limited way for me.
Facts are interesting in a limited
facts
way.
About like murders. Because what am I going to say?
I thought you were just like facts in general, and I'm like, cool. I'm just going to make up facts all
facts
the time.
In general are super limited. No, it's a. Anyway, that was just a side note.
Did you know Snopes has decided that it's true that 1 in 4 people get ghost fingers put in their ear every day?
No.
It's true.
I don't believe you.
Facts.
I don't think that's a fact at all.
It was on Snopes.
I think you're lying right now.
Ghosts just walk around and give people wet willies. That's what I would do.
You know what I did think was bullshit? The whole Wayfair thing?
That was, and it is. What logic would there be behind that to give access to everyone in the world the right to buy a child?
Oh, no, yeah, I know.
You get caught right away.
But forget that for a second. Let's assume it's not true because it's probably not.
But who was assuming it was? Anyway, I thought we both said no.
But here's the other thing I didn't like about it was they're like fact-checking on that when like Snopes looked into it was they contacted the company and they were like, hey, are you selling kids in cabinets? And the company's like, no, it's all right. And that was the end of the fact checking.
You have to ask.
Yeah, I know. But like part of me is like, they didn't check this. I don't think they're really selling kids in cabinets, but
here's probably why. Snopes was like, this isn't real. This is dumb and it's not real. And they were like, are you doing it?
Yeah.
No? Cool. That's what we already thought.
But like, no, I'm with you. But like the fact that their fact checking stopped at are you doing it? No.
The Good fact that go. There was the only evidence was some person on Twitter was just like, I think that this is children. Like, there was nothing to back it up other than that cabinet was really expensive, so I bet it's a child.
There was more circumstantial evidence, but it was kind of
after
bullshit.
The fact.
Like, the whole Yandex and...
The Yandex thing was just complete bullshit, because it turns out you can type in whatever number you want.
Yeah, it could be anything, yeah. It'll bring up a
picture of little children, because apparently Rush is
and then,
weird, and their children are coded by numbers.
Dude, super gross and weird, yeah. then the cabinets were super expensive. They said that was just a fluke. And so something else was with pillows, I think.
Yeah.
Where it was just like a coding fluke.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, having worked in systems that, like, you're dealing with database stuff, I can tell you for a fact, sometimes shit just is weird in systems. We the company I'm working for now, we had an issue with someone put hats in. So there's these hats. I'm not going to go into the names of anything.
There are hats.
But they're hats. They're like beanies. Like
the big
winter beanies.
Hats.
And for some reason, the person that put their weight in for their like how much this weighs in the system.
Put the period in the wrong spot.
Put it as 2 pounds for a winter beanie. And like we're like, I don't know what fucking hat you're wearing that's lead lined to protect you from Y rays, but these are not 2 pounds. We weighed them. It's a 0.3 of a pound. So it's a third of a pound. They had them in just 2 pounds. So we couldn't.
So what happened there? I know exactly what happened there. That person was typing, hit enter, went. Oh, that's not right. Type in.
Almost
just
certainly.
Did not correct it. They were like, I already hit enter.
We couldn't get them to fit anywhere on the shelf in the system because the shelf would be like, hey, that box has 78 of them. That's way too much weight for a single space
on the
shelf.
Floor.
Yeah, they'd be like, no, you can't put this on the shelf. It's not rated for that because it thought each of these freaking hats was 2 pounds.
I would love for you guys to just put it on the shelf, ignore it. and have OSHA come in and check your logs. be like, yo, why do you have 50 million pounds of hats on this shelf?
The small woman that's checking is like, this is not that, it's not heavy. It's just, and they're like, nah, I don't know. It's in the system as 2 pounds a hat. I'm pretty sure it's too heavy.
This is a 600 pound box right here. You guys need to not put this up there. Yeah.
It's anyway, everyone's back to Ash ghosts. Ketchum. Yeah.
Don't you dare wave your finger at me or I'll make you a ghost.
Wow, there's some threats being thrown.
Speaking of all right, ghosts.
Let's, what else about ghosts, Kyle?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's talk about black-eyed children.
Are those ghosts?
Kind of.
Okay, I've never heard of them.
They're children.
I don't know. I'm talking about it like this. I don't know what's going on, Kyle. I just want to help. I'm a child.
So who are the black-eyed children?
Oh, my God. I can see your notes, and I'm in pain from what you're about to read.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. Just go on.
I gave like the basic background, and then I got some stories of it.
Okay.
And I can't wait for you guys to bitch about the stories, because I picked short ones, which whenever I pick short ones, you complain there's not enough information. But if I pick a long one, then oh my fucking God, I'm reading for 5 minutes and you have a complaint about that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the first one you ever picked was Vanta Black. And that was one of the all-time worst stories I've ever fucking heard, other than Metal Jamboree.
Greatest thing ever. I'm going to go to one day.
I'd love to. We need starring merch black that says children. Rum Runners and their metal jamborees. I'm on board with that.
So the black-eyed children are paranormal creatures they look like children between the ages of 6 and 16.
Okay, so children.
So they're children. They creepy. Look like children.
Children, scary. I'm on board.
They're prepared to be really pale and have black eyes. So the number one feature is the black eyes.
So they're vampire children.
All black.
Okay.
Nobody knows what they are.
They're vampires.
They might be.
Or the demons.
And normally they're wearing clothes that's not fitting to the period that they're in or their age. They're dressed weird. And they speak weird. They speak older than they look. Like a 5-year-old black-eyed child will talk to you like
a demon that doesn't understand what fashion or speech patterns are.
Kind of. Some people think they might be demons. They're probably demons.
Okay.
They're demons.
Okay.
So normally when you'll see them is like, they'll be hitchhiking, or you'll be stopped somewhere at like a stoplight or something, and they're going to come up and approach
you. Like a crossroads? Because demons love crossroads.
Well, it's not always that, too. Sometimes they'll just come to your house and ring on your doorbell.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so like the way you see them is they approach you.
Yeah. I think I've heard a story about these things.
Yeah, and when they approach you, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to get really uncomfortable, and you're not going to know why.
So like when you're around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that was a low blow. That was the low-hanging fruit. Go on.
So you should probably embrace that feeling.
Okay.
Because at the same time, you're feeling compelled to do whatever they ask of you. And they're going to ask it in a way that's very direct and very forceful. So it's like a little kid coming up to you, and instead of just being like, hey, can I use your phone? I don't know where my mom is. They're going to be like, let me use your phone.
They'd be like, let me have the kitchen knife, Bill.
No, it's usually not. They usually just want to come in.
Yeah.
They're always trying to just get close to you and get you in like closed in areas.
Demons want you to invite them in.
That could be it.
There's a lot of stuff with thresholds. And
the other thing is you almost always encounter them super late at night.
Yeah.
It'll be like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Like witching hour kind
so
of
it's
stuff.
Like extra creepy. Like I think that adds to the reason that people feel uncomfortable is because when you see a black-eyed child, you see a 5-year-old child come to your door at like 1 in the morning and be like, can I call my mom on your phone? Or actually it's more like, let me call my mom on your phone. Like,
give me your phone to call my mother, sir.
Let me come in and talk to my mom on your phone.
I definitely heard a story about these.
So there's been reports since the 80s, but really it's like kind of like 1996, 1998 are like the significant time when people started to really like report about it. It was in like, where'd it go? It peaked on the internet. That's not where I wanted to go. Oh, in the 90s, there was like a ghost related like mail-in thing. And a man named Brian Bethel wrote in about his encounter with the quote unquote, those darn black-eyed kids, who he met outside of a theater
Are we sure this Abilene, wasn't him Texas. Encountering like black kids and he's just being super like, so he, a like, lot of people realized he was mad about black kids and was like, no, they're definitely white. It's black eyes. I said black eyes. I didn't say those black guys kids.
Why are you shitting on Texas?
I'm not saying Texas. I didn't
get all the way to Texas yet when you started.
I didn't
started
know
that.
It was Texas. That's how you know I wasn't shitting on
Abilene,
Texas.
Texas is where it happened.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part. I was just thinking that he was just like, them black guys' kids. And they were like, black-eyed kids? He was like, yeah, those ones.
No, but a lot of people were like, chalk it up to being like an early like creepypasta.
Okay.
But he still swears that it's not, that he really encountered these kids. And then since then, there'd been a lot more like people that have come out and said they've had encounters.
Okay.
In 2013, there was kind of like a fever pitch of it.
Mm-hmm.
When MSN's website put a 2-minute video called Weekly Strange out, mm-hmm. and it was talking about them.
Okay.
And so like everybody on the internet started picking up and talking about them. And
yeah.
I think that's when like they really started to get like,
they went
known.
Kind of viral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of went viral then. I remember seeing like TV shows like when Discovery Channel or no Animal Planet
really
did like weird paranormal shows. Do you not remember that?
No,
they used to do haunted and stuff on Animal really? Planet. Animal That's... Planet did ghost stories for a while.
Why?
Don't know.
I mean, I guess ratings.
It almost had nothing to do with animals. Sometimes there was a dog in the house, but usually it was just there's. That's where I would watch ghost stories.
Do you
stories.
Remember a show called Scariest Places on Earth?
Yes, it was one of my favorite parts about summertime when I was a kid.
I loved that show.
The reason I looked so forward to summertime was because they always had like that, and I would just spend all day watching ghost stories.
Yeah.
Don't sniff at the same time as me. It's rude. I didn't do it that time. I held it in. So what happens when you meet them? Do you know?
They try to take your soul.
They try and touch you, and they try and come in your house and touch you. So you gotta really embrace your flight instinct.
Okay. Because
you're gonna want to run, but you're also gonna want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think there's a part of human like inside for most people, maybe not like me, but like most people would see like a 6-year-old child wandering the streets at night and want to help them.
No, fuck that.
Or
kids
feel
creepy.
Like a bad person for not helping them.
My flight instinct, look, I'm not scared of zombies and I'm not scared of children, but I hate zombie children. And I don't like children
in
general.
But that's the thing. A lot of people don't notice the eyes until like they've had a conversation.
Let me tell you something. If a regular kid with not black eyes came to my door and was like, give me your phone, turtle, I would be like, eat shit, child. And I'd call like the police and be like, there's a creepy ass kid outside. You should probably get it. What's it doing? I don't know. It's crying for its mom. Come here and take it.
Come take this child.
There's some kid. He'd be like,
it won't come
really
in my
scared,
house.
Mister.
You take it in your house.
Like, you're not coming in this house, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Demon ass kids. Not even these kids, just kids in general. I was just calling other kids demons.
So
you know you're a breeder. You've got them.
Oh my god!
If I ever
creepy.
Woke up in the middle of the night to like a child staring over me, even if it's mine, it's getting drop kicked in the face.
On that note, that's happened a lot of times. You just like wake up, you roll over, it's pitch black, and there's a shadow standing over you. You're like, what the fuck? Why are you in my room right now?
My partner did that a couple weeks ago. I
just
woke up,
rolled into your room like
No. She was sleeping over, but she woke up in the middle of the night for snacks, and I had Fruity Pebbles in my room for her.
She just stared at you,
and she was eating Fruity Pebbles at the foot of my bed, like staring over. And I opened my eyes, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And she was like, "Snacking," and I was like, "Stop that!"
The kids don't say anything though; they just stare at you until you wake up.
Yeah, I believe it.
She at least was doing something noisy. They're literally just staring.
Children are
and my
creepy.
Kids sleepwalk, so I don't even know if they're awake when they do.
So they're literally just like holding a knife, and you're just like, "What are you doing?" And they're just like,
"Maybe I've bred black-eyed children. I don't know, man."
That Probably. Would not. I'm gonna tell you something, Kyle. I would not be surprised if your offspring were demons.
So when you see them, you're gonna want to run away from them.
I'm gonna want if the next time I see one of your kids, it's gonna be like, "Ah, demon! Pow! Kick in the face."
So something that's really important to know is there's no stories of what happens.
If you
let
touch
them in.
Because no one that touches them is ever seen again.
Well, yeah. Like you know, the only stories you ever have are the people that have chose not to let the child in.
Do you know the theories that like enough people go missing every year that like it could sustain a vampire population?
I like the idea that there's the stairs in the woods, and if you walk up them, you disappear. Those are sweet. You ever hear those stories?
I've heard something like that, but I don't know too much about
it's
it.
It's a creepypasta thing.
But
I love that
A lot of people go missing every year.
Yeah, like especially in the woods.
Just everywhere, just in like
no, but like urban. The woods. There's like an unheard of amount of people that go missing, and there's like no way to know.
Do you know why? Because people can't fucking find their way through the woods. They have no idea how to walk in a straight line. They think they're walking in a straight line, they're not.
Sometimes it's experts of wood stuff, whatever those are called.
Sometimes those people get attacked by bears.
People who are good at the woods.
Survivor man.
Dude, those people die a lot.
I love Les Stroud.
Like the ones that aren't on camera with a bunch of people with them, those people die.
Yeah.
Often. Like the people that just go and like, I just like to stay in the woods for months on end.
I watch a couple of them on YouTube, and I'm almost certain one day they're just going to stop uploading, and it's because they went to like the Canadian wilderness and were never seen again.
What's funny is that there's been videos like that. There's like people that are like, not like that kind, but like people that would like go, like exploring caves.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was like a famous one where like a dude was doing that. He's like, today's the day I'm going in. And then he just never uploaded again.
Yeah. Like, I believe
he died in that. Mm-hmm. He definitely did not come back.
He dead now. He did.
So what is your opinion of the Black Eyed Children?
They sound super creepy and I would not open my door for them.
You would too.
I wouldn't.
You'd want to.
Let me tell you something. I ain't afraid of no black eyed kids. I'll touch them.
Then you'll die.
No.
Because they're definitely demons.
I'll eat their souls.
As far as I'm concerned, they probably are demons.
They're legit probably demons. Or vampires.
Vampires is the other theory,
I think vampire is the one that makes sense to me.
I literally
like,
do not believe in vampires.
They need you to let you in. I think they're the vampires that are probably real and not the vampires that people think are real.
They just eat you entirely?
No, yeah. Well, the vampires are like consume your soul.
All right.
Every culture in the world, I did a whole report on this in college. Every culture in the world has some version of vampire. And although a lot of people...
Yeah, but here's the thing about like 90% of those stories is they're like, oh, look at how bloated that corpse is in the ground. Definitely
no,
a vampire.
Not at all.
That's why you got malaria. We better burn that and you're going to drink it because that's a real thing that has happened.
Yeah, but that's not at all where the origins come from.
Consumption. I think that's
most of the like the actual mythos before major political figures started with like... people that would just go missing at night. That was the big thing. That's why vampires were night creatures. They blamed it on wolves. They blamed it on bats. They blamed it on night creatures. Then people started assuming them were all the same thing.
What's your opinion on psychic vampires?
Probably real.
I tried when I was in high school.
Yeah.
90% sure it didn't work. And then I had like a whole sleep paralysis thing. And then I stopped. Because I was reading a book about sleep paralysis. Or no, I was reading a book about psychic vampires. Then I had sleep paralysis, and I'm like, this is what the book says it is.
Oh, my God.
So I thought I was being attacked.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you were.
Because it's pretty normal.
Yeah, but sleep paralysis is super common.
Well, what was really ironic is there was a whole thing about how there's, like, uncontrolled psychic vampirism, mm-hmm. where someone who's, like, really sick will
mm-hmm.
do it,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was dying of cancer at the time.
Oh, shit.
And I was in that house. So I was like, this is definitely what happened.
Maybe your grandfather was a psychic vampire and you.
Yeah, maybe. But no, it was definitely just sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
That was the only time I ever had it. And then one time I was telling him about it and then he had it. And I've been pointing at Jared.
All right, so let's cycle back to Black Eyed Children.
Some encounters. Because my last thing on that was, are they demons? And I said probably. And you said probably.
I'm kind of on board. I think probably. Vampires are demons.
There's no such thing as vampires. Name one time you've seen a vampire. Exactly. Those are just goth kids that like get their teeth sharpened.
That is not what a vampire is.
Fine, capped. I'm going to do that someday. I thought about it when I was younger.
So I was like, all right, psychic vampire children
to the
demons.
Encounters in which you fight me because I'm going to poorly read them. They're not going to be onto what you want them to be.
Okay.
So this story
I'm ready.
Is from a person. From a website that I forgot to write down, and I don't know their name, but here's
great
the story.
Great job citing your sources,
definitely,
Kyle.
Definitely true. Source unknown. On March 17th, 2008,
too
I
many
had...
numbers. I'm sorry, I was just fucking so much your age. I was just kidding, go on.
I had my one and only encounter with a black-eyed kid. Before my experience, I had never heard of anything having to do with black-eyed kids. I was 12. I was sitting outside of a hairdresser's in an old Chevy pickup waiting for my mom to get her haircut. About 15 minutes had passed, and I saw some kid walking back and forth along the sidewalk in front of my parked car.
That's weird.
At first, I thought I recognized him as one of my friends from school, so I banged on the front windshield until he looked my way. It was not anyone I knew.
You're
at this
not
point,
Billy.
I was not scared at all. Not yet. The boy walked over to the side of my
terrified.
Car. and just stares.
Stares at you?
I think to let me get a good look at his eyes. Freak me out.
He was like, you know who you're knocking at, boy.
Let me tell you, I've never seen a black-eyed kid. I have no idea what to imagine. Pupils black as the night sky, the boy whispers, you must let me in. And then I locked the car doors and ducked down in the space between the seats. 5 minutes later, he was gone. My mother got into the car. She told me a boy with black eyes had come into the hairdresser's and insisted my mother give him the keys to her car. She refused. Thank God she did.
Of course she refused. If a kid walks in and goes, give me the keys to your car, you're going to get the fuck out of here, you little bastard.
Why? Because your daughter won't let me in.
Yeah, right? What the fuck?
Yeah, and that's that situation. The color of that kid's eyes had no point in that.
No,
it didn't matter what he looked like.
Yeah, that could have been that. Those eyes could have been just normal brown, blue, or whatever. That kid was just a creep.
That was not going to happen. I'm gonna try it someday. I'm just gonna walk up somebody and be like, "Give me the keys to your car."
That one was probably something weird. Like the sunlight was reflecting off the window and like made the eyes look black to the kid.
Or they could have just had really, really dark brown eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And then they were just like, it was a demon.
But why did he want to get in the car so bad?
I don't know. The windows were closed. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just like, are you okay? Is it hot in the car? And he's like, I'm not letting you in the car. And he was like, and then he's like, goes over to this, like, hey, ma'am, your kid's screaming about not letting me in the car. And she's like, I'm not giving you my keys, weirdo. And it's just like.
In reality, actually, that little girl did know him, but she had schizophrenia. So she was imagining him as somebody else. Because isn't that a thing with that? You see people as, or whatever. What's the one? There's some kind of thing where you don't recognize people you know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's probably what it was. I live in a big city in South BC. And
what's
it's 11.
BC?
British Columbia.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was just not.
That's just what I assume it was. Is that Canada?
British Columbia, yeah.
Okay. Well, I always forget what that is and the District of Columbia, which is here.
D.C.
It's 11:52 here as I type this. I just got home from The Conjuring. Scary shit, I'm telling you. I was lurking on r/.
This sounds like imagination ran wild.
/r/creepy.
I just watched The Conjuring, and I'm lurking on a scary thing, and then the black-eyed kids came to my door.
And I heard a knock on the door. How did you know what was next? I walked over confused because I live
just
alone.
So you know,
and
this
I'm
is already better than Vanta Black.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is good. You're doing a good job, yeah.
As I approached the door, I felt pure terror. The feeling you get when you feel like
my butthole clenched.
Death is imminent.
I knew.
Or you're facing your
of pain.
Biggest fear. When I opened the door, I was shaking madly. I was staring into the face of a 6'3 teenage girl. She was still 4 inches shorter than me, but I felt like I was. I don't know why
six,
the height.
Seven?
I don't know
Wait,
why the
so
height
this,
is so important.
The person
in this.
Writing this is 6'7".
Yeah.
And there's a 6'3 teenage girl knocking on their door.
Yeah.
Is this a porn? Is he like? Is this a guy or girl writing this?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, really, it could be a girl that's like hot for hot
all
to trot
people.
Yeah, why not? There's people that love mountain climbing.
But I still felt like I was about to faint. She asked if she could enter my premise because her mom had left town.
Now, see, that is suspicious.
And
so
she
like,
lost her keys.
May I enter your premise?
She claimed she needed a couch to sleep on and was cold. I
vampire.
Blinked and screamed bloody murder, slamming the door in her face.
Vampire. Sounds like
I mean,
a
that's a tall ass person. So I would probably, yeah. I'd be like, scared as shit. And I'm short. So 6'3 person came and was like, let me sleep on your couch. I'm like, no.
I need an adult.
Why are you so tall?
Why are you so cold? It's midnight.
You're tall enough to get your own house.
You're tall
I feel
enough.
Like height
what
and
do you think?
Ability to work
height
are
and
equal.
Money equal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, those are related, not age.
Who needs a forklift? I have a tall friend.
So after he slammed the door in her face, I ran to my room and grabbed my revolver. Yeah, 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 legal, I know.
Wow.
And sat in the recliner facing the door until I dozed off. When I woke up, I looked outside and she was gone, but the word soon was scratched weakly into the door.
That sounds like a vampire.
Vampire.
Like that description sounds like a vampire.
Vampire. So a month ago, my friend was talking to me about these creepy ass kids. They were hanging around his house. He seemed scared. That's not how it's written, but I just like played that off on that. Like, he, what a bitch.
What a bitch.
What a bitch. Like, he was about to shit his pants and he doesn't scare easily. Is he the one that's 6'7"? He said they always wanted to use his phone and wanted to come in, but always, he always said no. A week ago, he told me he was going to let them in, and didn't really give it any attention. But he's been missing ever since. I've gone to his house, but it's empty. His cell phone number isn't going through anymore. Isn't going through. Does anyone know what happened to him? I don't know.
Does anyone know what happened to him?
I've heard about BEKs just now, and I don't know what they do. Is he alive? Please help. I'm seriously freaked the fuck out.
So that one's like, hey, my friend had black-eyed kids, and now he is gone.
My friend was telling me these kids knocked on his door regularly.
Well, so you said before you read these that no one said, like, I opened the door and let them in once. You have no stories about that. But that's a story about a guy being like, I'm going to let them in. And then
Here's the thing. It's not from his point of view, though. Yep. No one who's ever let them in has told the story.
Well, yeah, because they're dead. Or that guy said he was going to let them in so that he could stop being friends with this weirdo writing horror stories without, like, guilty conscience. He's just like, I'm just going to tell him I let some murder hobos in. And, like, when his parents ask my parents if I'm still alive, they're just going to be like, just ignore that. Billy's gone now. Please leave us alone.
I don't think he lived with his parents. I think he lived alone because his house is empty.
Whatever. Then he was just like, I'm moving. And I don't want this weird-ass friend I have to keep following me when I move. So I'm telling him I'm letting in demons.
So, thank you for watching another episode of the Dark Room Podcast.
Remember, kids, don't let demons or vampires in your house. If something asks permission, do not let them.
Or do, because if they're offering you gifts.
No. I don't care if it's just a normal looking human. If they're like, may I enter your abode? You say, no, you may not.
No, I mean, if you actually specifically know it's a ghost or a demon and it's like, yo, I'll give you $1 million. Let me
you would literally sell like anything for any amount of anything.
I would sell the shit out of my soul, man.
I know.
Doesn't have any value to me. And I know souls don't have any value to you because I know that you've sold your soul for like
what?
Something in lunch in high school. Used to do that shit all the time.
No, I own souls. I never sold mine. I bought multiple souls. I had to sell Ian back his soul because him and Bonnie got upset that I still had it.
What?
I made him buy his soul back from me.
How much did it cost him?
It cost him $25.
Oh my god, you really made him.
No, I don't think I actually charged him. I think I made him buy me lunch.
Like so you see, souls are trivial to you. I've never sold
mine because I don't think they're trivial. People like Ian thought they were trivial until his girlfriend was like, you need to own your soul.
Let me buy your soul.
No, I don't know. Never, not a chance.
Why not?
Because, first of all, you're a monster.
What am I going to do with it?
I don't know. Become a skinwalker or something.
Probably sell it to someone else.
And probably trade it.
Like, if I could own a bunch of souls, I'd probably just trade them like the stock market.
I made my dog Cody sell me his soul.
You can do that? That's stealing.
We put a pen in his paw and made him sign a little contract saying, I give you my soul. Rough.
I'm going to get you to give me your soul.
I'm not giving it to you.
Anyway, yeah, I'd literally trade my soul for probably just any shits and giggles.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Dark Rum Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Dark Rum Podcast.
On Twitter at Dark Rum Podcast.
On Gmail at darkrumpodcaststories@gmail.com.
Tell us how you feel about ghosts and black-eyed children.
Do you believe in souls? Do you believe in ghosties? Do you have a ghost story?
If you have a ghost story, tell me your ghost story. I love hearing people's ghost stories.
Also love to hear a good ghost story.
Just email us at darkrumstories.
Darkrumpodcaststories.
No, it's just darkrumstories. Stop trying to change the names of the emails.
Darkrumstories.
Y'all are so bad at this.
Darkrumstories@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I hope your day is amazing. Don't let black-eyed kids in your house.
Or do.
No.